You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today is a Defeat Your Drama Day. So remember, if you want me to provide some customized solutions for your current drama challenge, go to defeatthedrama.com, click the podcast site, and then go to submit your question. You can either record it or shoot me a message, and I'll be happy to provide you those solutions on a future episode. All right, so for today, I heard from Sarah from South Carolina, and she says, I'm excited to say that my business has grown over the last 7 years. I am very lucky. As it has grown, I have hired more employees. Here's my drama. I still feel like I'm doing everything. I really thought that as I added more people, I'd be able to scale back some on my hours and really focus on my favorite parts of the business. That just hasn't happened. Some employees do say I'm a perfectionist, but I really feel like I let them do their work. I try to modify my expectations. I really want to have some work-life balance, but so far, no matter how many people I hire, I'm still working my tushy off. Thank you, Sarah, so much for sending me your drama challenge. I'm really sorry to hear your struggles, but let's get you some customized solutions. As always, in the Defeat Your Drama segments, I will provide solutions based on the information provided. I will obviously not have full details, so we'll provide customized strategies based on what you share. Always consider your own specific circumstances before taking any actions. These are suggestions, not guarantees. So Sarah, I first want to say, if you don't have a specific destination, you never know where you'll end up. So the first two strategies I'm going to talk about are really about designing your destination so you can really create that vision and start to create your roadmap to get there. So, you know, I don't have all the details, I get it. So I don't know what prep work you did before you were hiring your new employees to make sure that, did you already know which stuff you were going to delegate to them and the kinds of experience or knowledge that you needed them to have? So I'm going to assume that maybe there were some snafus around that and provide some solutions around that. So the first thing is, did you sit down and design your work and your life? So the first thing you really want to do is determine the number of hours you'd like to work per week and how you would like to divide those work hours. Will all of your work time be done on location, or will you conduct some of your work from home? Is that a possibility? It isn't always, depending on the kind of job that you're doing, the kind of business that it is. But so that'll start to help you design. You know, would you like to find some time to volunteer in your child's school, or is there a class you'd like to take to further your education? Maybe you need to carve out some time for yourself each week. What about that yoga class you were wanting to take? Or maybe you haven't had a nap in forever, or a bubble bath. Or maybe you just want to lounge and read a nice book. So what are those things, and when do you need to do them? Start to really look 24/7 blend. When do you want to be working, and when do you want to be focusing on you and or family and friends? So at this point, while you're doing this exercise, really designing what you want it to look like, and I'm not suggesting that this is going to be a snap your fingers, make it happen tomorrow, but at least you're creating the destination. Exactly what are you shooting for? One, it'll help you create the road map to get there. Like I said, if you don't know the destination, you'll probably end up somewhere else. Two, it's going to give you that prize to focus on. I always say, keep your eye on the prize. If you haven't designed it, you don't know what you're focusing on, and it's hard to have the tenacity to make it happen if you don't know what it looks and feels like by at least envisioning it. So don't worry at this point about what your team will think. Don't worry about how you'll make it all happen. This is just an exercise, the first phase of creating your destination. So what do you want your life and work to look like? How should the two blend? All right, so that's phase one, the first strategy. Really get clear on what you want it to look like. Phase two, determine what you love to do and are great at. So begin to track the tasks that you're completing now. Break them down. For instance, if you're engaging in marketing for the business, don't just write down marketing. Break it down into the smaller tasks of marketing that you're doing. It's possible that you love and are great at some of the pieces of marketing, but would prefer to delegate other aspects of it if you could. So once you create this list, begin to analyze each task. Now, the goal of this list, you know, and we know of, you know, strength finders and all those kinds of things. The goal is to spend time doing what you love and are great at. And other people love and are great at different kinds of tasks. You know, we all have complementary skills. That's really awesome. So why spend your time on things that you're not good at and hate when you can hire people? Since you have employees, you might as well hire people to do the stuff that you don't want to do. So start creating that list. So there's a list of things that you absolutely love and are great at. And then there's a list of things that you can't stand and you're not really that good at anyway. And there's probably some in between. Like, I'm okay at this, or, you know, I'll do it if I have to. You know, you can make three lists if you want, or four. But for sure, the goal is to really target those things that you absolutely love and are great at. And then you can fill it in with a little bit of the other stuff that you're good at and you're okay doing if you need to. So once you create that list, you're going to analyze each task and categorize them. Highlight the tasks that you love to do and are great at. And the goal is to spend a majority of your time there, like I said. And then you're going to create that other list of the things that you don't like. Now you're going to figure out the list of tasks you'd like to focus on to determine the number of hours required. So take the list of all the things that you love and are great at and kind of think about, well, how many hours per day or per week will it take me to complete all these tasks? Will it fit into the, see, you've already designed what you want your work and your life to look like. So you're going to focus on the things that you love. Will they fit? Does it fit into the design of your life and your work? So can you fit all those tasks into the schedule you've designed? If not, you may need to add some additional items to your to be delegated list. So maybe some of those that are on the cusp that you're just good at and you're okay with doing, those need to be offloaded. And maybe a few of the things that you love to do will get kind of moved over to somebody else. Okay, so the solution two is determine what you love to do and are great at and figure out how those things fit into the work and the life that you're designing. Okay, number three strategy is create a plan for who will own the tasks you are delegating. So once you have your complete list of tasks to offload from your plate, you'll need to create a plan for who will take on those tasks you are delegating. Evaluate your current team. Do you already have people in place on your team who could handle these tasks? If they are not currently able to take on the tasks you've got to delegate, what training do they need to get ready? So you're literally going to create this roadmap for preparation for getting all this stuff delegated. So you've got your list of what you're going to delegate. Now you're evaluating your team and you're saying, I think Susie would be great for this task, but she needs a little training. So you're literally going to write or use an Excel spreadsheet or a Word table, however you want to do it. And you're going to have the task, who you plan to delegate it to, and what are the steps that you need to take to make sure that they have the right knowledge, skills, and abilities to do that task well. Might just be a simple training for how you do the work yourself now and the clear expectations. But so what are the steps to make sure that they can do the job well? Once you've done that, then you've got to determine whether you have the current manpower to backfill the tasks you will offload. So is your team over capacity now, or do they have some wiggle room? How much time will they need to complete the added responsibilities? And do they have the time? If not, you're going to need to increase your team. You also will need to increase your team if you take a look at that list of employees and say, you know what? I don't think I have anyone on my team who can do this task right now. So kind of as you're adding and backfilling your role, you're going to definitely pay particular attention to skill sets that you don't currently have. So if you're at over capacity anyway and you need to add people, make sure that they've got the skills that you need to do those tasks that you're going to be delegating. So the big question is, if you need to add to your team, what kind of employees will you need to hire? It's going to be easier now that you have your list and you've identified the knowledge, skills, and abilities required to take on the tasks that you'll be delegating. I encourage you to go back and listen, if you haven't already, to 4 episodes on hiring. So episodes 50, 51, 52, and 53. And on the show notes page for this episode, I've got the links directly to all 4 of those. So make sure that you have a solid plan for each item on your list. Have a specific person assigned along with any training or other communication that will need to occur before the work can be passed along. Create deadlines for communicating the new expectations and for any training. This will give you a timeline for achieving your end goal and will generate the list of tasks you must complete to make it all happen. Your perfect roadmap to the end goal. That's awesome. All right, number 4, delegate your tasks well. So that you say that you still feel like you're doing all the work. Often my clients express the same feelings. When we dive into how they're delegating their work, I always find that they're missing at least one of the 6 important steps of great delegation. So as soon as they add that missing element, the follow through from the team increases exponentially. So I will assume that you're missing some of the steps as well. If you haven't already listened to episode number 2, the six simple steps of great delegation, I encourage you to go listen to that one also. Again, the link is right on the show notes for this episode, number 65. So you'll be able to determine which steps you're missing. Write the steps on a sticky note or somewhere where it's really visible to you as you start working that muscle, and make sure that you're setting clear expectations for your team. Hold them accountable and let them know it's a new day. And it really, these six simple steps help you overcome the perfectionism, any procrastination, any kind of issues like control issues that you have. It'll help you, you know, micromanaging. It'll help you overcome any of those kinds of things that have you with work landing back on your lap. So you did mention that you do have some perfectionist tendencies, so this can make it difficult to delegate. So I'll advise you that you start small and begin to work that delegation muscle slowly, but consistently. So keep at it. Start with some smaller tasks, or when you listen to that episode, you'll hear that designing a communication schedule with your employees is important. So make the schedule really tight. You'll know what I'm talking about when you listen to the episode. But just have them update you constantly if you need it, just with quick emails. And then celebrate your successes and keep your eye on that prize. The more you delegate, the closer you are to that end goal. And that should be your motivation for getting it done right. All right, and then the fifth strategy is feel peace and less drama. With a game plan mapped out, you can immediately find peace knowing that you're making progress towards your end goal of finding more work-life balance and enjoying the benefits of a more productive team. So thank you, Sarah, so much for sending in your current drama challenge. I hope that these strategies help. Shoot me a message and let me know how it's going. I love hearing from listeners. And remember, if you would like some specific strategies for your own drama challenge, shoot me that message. Again, it's defeatthedrama.com. Go to the podcast site and then click on the submit your question. So this is Kirsten Ross. Until next time, make it a great day.